With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump has chosen a former New York congressman to head the Environmental Protection Agency.
President-elect Donald Trump has named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to lead the Environmental Protection Agency as he continues to build his future administration with loyal supporters. Zeldin, who left Congress in January 2023, was a surprise pick for the role. While in Congress, Zeldin was not on committees with oversight of environmental policy. Zeldin's public appearances, both in his own campaigns and on behalf of Trump, were speeches on a variety of other topics, such as the military, immigration, and crime. In a statement, Trump says Zeldin will, quote, ensure fair and swift deregulatory decisions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, data provider DDHQ projects that Republicans will retain the U.S. House majority. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
Decision Desk headquarters projected on Monday that President-elect Donald Trump's Republican Party has won a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, which would signal that Republicans would hold a majority in both chambers of Congress. Edison Research has not yet projected House control. It has projected that Republicans will hold at least 214 seats, including two currently held by Democrats, with Democrats holding at least 205, with 16 uncalled. The smallest House majority is 218. Edison projected that Republicans had already secured a U.S. Senate majority of at least 52 to 46. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Some Americans who voted for President Trump are livid that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's called a Wednesday vote via hidden ballot to name his replacement. Two of the three candidates, John Thune and John Cornyn, are McConnell allies. In Texas, Tarrant and Dallas County Republicans are rejecting the senior U.S. senator from Texas. On X, there were calls for Trump supporters to call their senator to demand that they vote for Rick Scott. Senator Ted Cruz's voice message inbox was full. This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda in state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same. Newsom says he wants to preserve California's status as a destination for women who want abortions. This is SRN News. An attack on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands prompts action by that country's government. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.